Good evening, my friends. Good evening and welcome. You are listening to Monday evening's edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Very excited that you're here with us tonight. We have a very, very exciting program, and we'll get into that. But it is Monday, of course, a wonderful weekend, hopefully behind us, and hopefully a wonderful weekend ahead of us. But I try to be positive. I do the best I can. I really didn't do much this weekend. I just kind of took it easy and tried to catch up on my sleep. Yeah, I will say this. I get a lot more sleep than I used to when I was doing mornings. However, it just, you know, now it seems to be 7 years of not sleeping, and my body's like, oh, I get to have a little more. I'll take a lot more. So I think I took two naps on Saturday. Like I've said repeatedly, I am not an exciting person by any means. But I did enjoy my time. The weather's been fairly decent. We got a little chemtrail action today, but other than that, not too shabby. It's been warming up, obviously, because of that. But still kind of chilly at night. Clear, full moon. It's almost brighter than I remember it ever being. I guess there was a lunar eclipse this weekend. I didn't see anything interesting, but I don't even know if it would be visible from where I am. But yes, crazy, crazy times, folks. And that's where we're at, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight with our guest. His name is Pastor Russ Dizdar. He does deliverance work and a whole lot more, actually. I think he's gonna blow your minds, needless to say. He's just a phenomenal, phenomenal voice, a phenomenal presence, and a phenomenal blessing to all who know him. So it's going to be an action-packed interview. I should, of course, given all the required information, welcome, first of all, to all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org, as well as franklyspeakingradio.com. And our call-in number, as you should probably know at this point, 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. So a lot of big news out there in the world. Looks like a couple more people, perhaps affiliated in some capacity with being critics of the Russian government, have been killed. Some would say one was a mugging. The other one would say perhaps it was a suicide. But again, there's just such a pattern of events here. It's very possible that the Russians are being set up to take the fall as being people who execute their critics. But at the same time, whether someone is actually behind it in the Russian government and they're actually trying to clamp down on it, or somebody's just trying to make them look bad. The point is, people are getting killed, so we've got a couple of stories on that. Also, this whole thing about the Russian response to the U.S. idea of putting missile defense systems in, I think, the Czech Republic and some other places, that's certainly ramping up a little bit, as well as some other information that I think you should have. And certainly Iran is still in the news, and Israel is in the news, and really the whole Middle East, including Afghanistan, is in the news. There's quite a bit of it actually out there. So we'll do our best to get into it here throughout the course of the program. And as always, I welcome your interaction, your insight, and your information. So we'll be doing that. It should be an action-packed interview. And again, our phone number, 800-313-9443. We'll be taking calls with our guests, but at the same time, we'll give him some time to kind of get into the basics, just in case you've never heard of this man. He's somebody that you need to know, and I'm looking forward to it very, very much. But hopefully, this is an opportunity, as we head into a brand new week and relatively new into this month, to kind of recharge our batteries in every possible sense of the word. And I certainly feel a lot better this week than I did last week or the week before. I've just been taking a beating on several different levels, and I do feel a sort of lightness that I haven't felt in a while. So I'm looking forward to this, looking forward to the show tonight. And I think we got the perfect guy at the perfect time, needless to say. Folks, we're back with our special guest this evening, Pastor Russ Dizdar, and, of course, more Frankly Speaking Radio, coming back in 3 minutes. Please stay with us.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-07. 1-800-327 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stagon. Headache Stagon will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stagon has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and welcome to the program. The fastest 4 hours in talk radio, and a very special guest joining us this evening. I have interviewed with our guest several times, and he's always just incredible, absolutely incredible. This will be the first time he's been here with me on the night program, and I'm very pleased to introduce you to him. If you know him already, then you know exactly what you're in store for. He has been, of course, a pastor for over 30 years and also has done extensive work in dealing with cults, cult crimes, satanic ritual abuse, deliverance work, and any number of things. And I look forward to chatting with him about many of these things here this evening. But folks, please welcome the founder of Shatter the Darkness, the website www.shatterthedarkness.net, Pastor Russ Dizdar. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hi, Frank. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. And I'm really excited about the program this evening. This is, just vital information, I got to tell you.
Information helps. It really does.
Oh, it makes all the difference in the world. You know, one of the things that we'll be discussing here, I guess, is some of these, the different sort of interactions with cults and secret societies and how people really just kind of get on the wrong path and end up, dealing with some things that perhaps they're not spiritually prepared for. In fact, odds are they're not. It's probably very hard to be in the mindset where you are prepared for such things. But in essence, it can be relatively frightening, some of this information, but it is real, and it is important, I think, to stare fear in the face, because then it's not so scary anymore, honestly.
Well, I believe that's true. I think that many of the cults and secret societies, you know, when they operate, Frank, in secrecy, mm-hmm. And the darker and deeper they are in the sense of dark spirits and stuff like that, the more secrets and the more lethal spiritually and physically they become. Mm-hmm. So whether you're looking at a cult like the Moonies, the Unification Church, I mean, that's lethal, too. We've
yes.
dealt and interacted in the area of cults and the kind of totalism mind control that occurs with them, the Way International, Divine Light Mission, all kinds of, you know, we have seen in the United States an incredible unleashing. Someone one time, I was reading an article, said there were 30,000 different kinds of cults.
Wow.
And that could be just somebody who started something. I mean, I go to California a lot because my folks live out there, mm-hmm. and I've flown out there probably 35 times. And, again, it seems like it always is occurring out, you know, on the West Coast, and eventually comes this way.
Mm-hmm.
But it's gotten darker and darker since the 60s and the great chaotic days that we had then.
Mm-hmm.
And I think now is the time to really expose what's underneath the surface of the water because it's not going to go away.
No, yeah. Well, very well said. Let's talk about Shatter the Darkness. What is the purpose of the organization, and why did you start it?
Well, we started it in when I was working in youth ministry, and I just we began to see a number of young people coming in, just dabbling into Satanism, dabbling into dark arts and magic, and they were reading the books. And so we began to target. We just simply set a unit of our guys to target them in evangelism. That's really where we called it the Shatter Unit.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would just do that in every school area. But then we began to deal with parents and people that were drawing these kids and other adults, inviting them to secret meetings. And we were hearing all kinds of stories. So when I left that that ministry in the 80s, they didn't want to keep that unit that we formed. So we formed Shatter the Darkness back in 1986 and formally in 89. And its primary, it's got 6 points to its mission, but the primary emphasis is we do prayer and warfare. Prayer is a major part of what we do, prayer mapping. That's where we find a lot of protection, a lot of uncovering, a lot of victims. We do extensive prayer stuff in our REAP trips and so forth all over a number of states. And then the second point, not second in priority, but the second part of that is just evangelism. Now, we'll do evangelism, to anybody we meet, but we do target those that are victims and those that are in those left-hand path in cults and stuff like that. So it goes on from there to healing, deliverance, inner healing. Some still call it exorcism. We have training things we do. We have part of the mission statement is exposure, and so that's involved turning things over to law enforcement and really showing. Because our goal was to verify mm-hmm. Stories that we were hearing from victims, and so we've spent a lot of years out there in all kinds of weird places.
Yeah.
Like, and it has really shown us we've gotten a pretty good look under the table, so we want to tell a lot about it and really tell us, you know, everybody else what's going on, and particularly getting to the victims and the future victims.
Yeah, well. Yeah. It's incredible work, my friend. I'm just in awe of you and all of the people that work with you for what you guys are doing. Correct an assumption that polite society would have, Russ, which is that these things are simply false memories, bad dreams, hallucinations, group delusions, that Satanism isn't real, ritual satanic abuse is not real, human sacrifice isn't real. That's what we would hear. In, like I said, polite society.
Sure, and if that was the case, thank God for that. If that was the case, it was just, you know, a number of people that are having, you know, just mental breakdown or whatever, mm-hmm. the goal would still be, how can we help them? How can we heal
right.
them? What's the cause of that? But when you have 4.5 million diagnosed cases of multiple personality disorder, which the majority are satanic ritual abuse, occurring. You know, we've seen a few in the 70s. They started flowing in the 80s, and then through the 90s, hundreds of thousands begin to show up. United States, Canada, Australia, England. Now, if that's just simply mass hysteria or false memory syndrome, And of course, where that came from was Philadelphia and the Pulse Memory Center Foundation, founded by two primary CIA mind control specialists, Dr. Warren and Jolly West. And so there's a backdrop to that whole argument and disinformation about the issue. But listen, it's just a matter of the victims out there. If we ask a lot of the psychologists, counselors, pastors, the psych wards across the United States have all ended up with these kind of, you know, these kind of victims that were they're very, you know, they just don't know what to do with them. Mm-hmm. You know, some of them spent 6-7 years in psych wards.
Wow.
Because there's a spiritual element to it, and there's a matter of whether we do believe.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a but Frank, there's behind all of that side of it is one of the most secret societies in human history.
What's that?
That would be the Luciferians.
Mm.
That's the ones that are involved. I mean, you know, we all know if you know anybody's reading scripture, you know that Antichrist is coming. You know that biblical prophecy in the New Testament tells that there's a great ramping up of demonic manifestation and work towards the end. How in the world does the Antichrist grab control? How does he get that kind of political, governmental, military, and then eventually spiritual control? And he's going to need troops to bring him to power. He's going to need extended troops to, you know, do what's necessary to put down resistance.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I say something like this, we're dealing with the coming troops of the Antichrist. We're dealing with sleepers, millions of them. We're dealing with something that began and flowed out of Nazi Germany that's continued to this day, that is again, one of the most deadly, spiritually super secrets. And we shouldn't be surprised, especially for those who are believers, you know, that know the Word of God. 2 Thessalonians 2, it refers to a secret power of lawlessness that's already at work. The word energeis is a reference to a supernatural operative power, a dark power.
Wow.
And it's operating, and we know that. So we hear, you know, in lighter levels of New Agers and stuff like that, and conspiracy stuff, which everybody feels it in the air.
Yes.
But once you get out of the air and begin to dig down to find, you know, all that we can find, but it's got to be done also with a spiritual cutting edge.
Yes.
We have found, you know, ritual sites, places, individuals, handlers, things like that, a lot of times because of the providential working of God and the kind of prayer that had to cut through the real, real territorial and powers that these folks are using to keep themselves hidden for now.
That is astounding. In the course of dealing with some of this stuff, I imagine that mind control kind of goes hand in hand with this, creating these sort of fractured personalities, these sleepers, in essence, these potential agents or soldiers. Now, most of that mind control type of technology, those techniques, were all implemented in the past, typically by governments. Would that indicate then that various high-level government officials are Luciferians themselves?
Well, without question, because and what we need to take a look at is whether the government was infiltrated and there is a shadow or dark side of the government. That's my picture at this time, that has been, especially in the United States, when the OSS did what they did, and then eventually creating the CIA, I believe with all of that they did to pull over all the secrets, the deep occultic secrets, they had no way to protect themselves from that satanic agenda that was operating in those kind of scientists that learned how to split minds, split personalities, and create super soldiers.
Wow. Pastor Russ Dizdar, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to certainly cover a lot of ground tonight. Go to the website, check it out. There's a lot of information there, www.shatterthedarkness.net. We're back with more Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Our special guest this evening, Pastor Russ Dizdar from Shatter the Darkness. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you so much. Yeah, this is such important information. And it's not light information by any means, and I can't even fathom doing this all the time. But I guess we're all engaged in some degree of spiritual warfare, but not everybody's out there doing it for everyone else. I mean, you're a hero of mine, and I couldn't be more supportive of what you do. We should probably cover the basics. A lot of people hear about mind control and ritual satanic abuse, but how do you define that?
Well, I think that you can see it in the sense of just pure secular government. Mm-hmm. I mean, our government, it's already, you know, everywhere on the web. There's numerous books. You know, we've tried to read every book, everything there is, you know, search out the stuff, seek out the stuff, deal with CIA, deal with individuals from military. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, the Monarch Project, the other projects, MKUltra, all that's real. And the ability to create a Manchurian candidate is real. You know, we've seen the ability for people to trigger. We've talked to splitters, programmers. We understand how it's done, at least the basics of it. I mean, it's the idea of, like, hypnosis, in the sense when you see somebody hypnotized, you can take a 250-pound football player, hypnotize them down to a level where you tell them they're a 12-year-old ballerina and that they're going to dance, or whatever, they're a singer, a little, you know, and they'll do whatever the operator is saying.
That's amazing.
That's a level of programming.
Yeah.
But mind control goes beyond that, because they're creating permanent states in the splitting of the core of human personality.
Mm.
And there's a goal to that. It's more than just it's about the unilateral dismantling of the human will.
Wow. And the purpose of that, of course, is to basically make slaves.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And to have, that would be the ultimate, that's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
But actually in the creation of chosen ones, as they're called, or Babylon working babies, or whatever, you know, some of them have been, you know, told that they've been called, but the core of it is chosen ones, satanic super soldiers. They're mainly created to be like superior humans, where the abilities inside one personality, you know, that they might be able to speak four or five languages. Other personalities can remote view, leave their body. Other personalities are assassins, runners, sex slaves. There are so many sophisticated programming abilities you can literally take, just like in hypnosis, but this goes so much further, that when you find one of these folks, they may have, when you meet them, you know, the front person, you might think, wow, this person is just pitiful and they don't know anything and they're really, really barely able to live life. But when they switch to the other programmed, empowered personalities that have been trained, I've seen them take down people. I've seen them do incredible things.
Wow, like superhuman almost.
Well, yeah, because there is a level, the programming, you know, helps that. But it's also the demonic energizing, because when there's a split, there's also the programming, and then there's a conjuring of demonic presence applied to the programmed personality. And then many of those are put down as sleepers until a trigger is given.
Wow.
And we've engaged that numerous times.
As far as the possession, in essence, goes, I've heard that most people have to kind of invite that sort of thing in. So I guess the point of fracturing the will would be so they had no say in the matter, and therefore it would be a fairly easy process.
That's right on target, because that's, again, the will has to go passive. And it has to be, and that's part of what happens in dissociation. You basically, that's what's happening to the human personality. And it's pushed so far that it has to be made compliant. And receive. It just become the passive receptacle, and then once the programming's there, it's literally that they've been a mental trench has been dug, and the demonic can then empower that entrenched programming and or whatever the purpose of that specific part of them. Then they're just I will say that they are very capable. They believe. I mean, I've never met one when I've got to the inside of them that doesn't feel that they're superior to all the rest of us singletons, as we've been called, or normies.
Singletons. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Scary.
Well,
I mean, it's amazing that there's like this whole entire hierarchy that most people don't even know about. A whole society where each person has their defined roles and duties and purposes. That's amazing.
Well, it's amazing, and I think that's part of what we've tried to scream out, you know, to a lot, is to say, okay, it's one thing to have some victims here, but when you have this level of victims and it's showing up everywhere, and that amount of them, you know, why did we see these folks in the 60s or the 50s and barely in the 70s, and now they're all over the place.
They're everywhere,
and it's not stopping. And what we're seeing, as far as the victims that we've been hearing about, are those who have written books, and there's just tons of them now, but... We're only dealing with the ones that have kind of fractured and broken down. There's, you know, back in 92, 94, we did seminars on the subject. We estimated then there's another 5 million intact sleepers. I mean, what I mean by a sleeper is they're intact, they're living life.
Right.
They can get a trigger, they can be brought to ritual sites, they can be brought to training places to go through more training and more training.
And that was in 95?
Oh, 92 through 94, we did seminars.
What is your estimate now?
There's got to be, including victims, over 10 million.
Oh, my God.
And where do they come from?
Yeah. Wow. Folks, let me ask you to hang on here. We're going to take a short break of 3 minutes, back with our guest tonight, Pastor Russ Dizdar. Check out the website, shatterthedarkness.net. Spend some time there. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest this evening, Pastor Russ Dizdar. Check out the website, www.shatterthedarkness.net. And Pastor Russ, welcome back, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Gosh, you know, we're just already covered a lot of information, but I guess we should talk about this. Now, for mind control and ritual satanic abuse victims, do they always know what they've been through, or is it, you know, sort of repressed memory sort of thing?
Well, it's all meant to be repressed, mm-hmm. because the upfront is, the whole design is that the upfront person is amnesic to everything underneath, so that they can kind of live life, be planted where they need to be planted, because...
And blend in.
Yeah, right. Because, and again, here's what you got to understand. They have been planted.
Mm.
I mean, where they're working, their handlers, people like that, they put them there. They're where they're supposed to be. whether they're in a church, law enforcement, military, in a government, wherever they're at, they've been planted there so they can operate as both moles, reconnaissance, sabotage down the road, or as the sweepers concerning the future.
Wow.
They're there by design, wherever they find themselves. But when they first begin to come out, usually what happens, and I can guarantee you, Frank, right now you've got some of these kind that are listening.
Mm-hmm.
They're having dreams, little flashes, maybe just even feelings of great fear, anxiety. They're missing time. They might be in one place and have no idea 2 hours later how they got somewhere else. And that's some of the beginning when they're kind of waking up to what's going on and how their life has been used. And they really, and understandably, they really freak out at this point.
Yeah.
And that's when they may show up at a counselor or a psych ward or somewhere, or if they attempt suicide.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of a sudden they get these memories coming and they don't realize that there is backup suicide programming.
Oh, wow.
Again and again we've had to encounter this. And deal with it again just so many times.
Wow.
Because the information is so guarded so that if it begins to come forward, it's either, kill or runner takes off, or they need to disappear and go back to wherever their handlers are, the people that can control them and reprogram them. Or there may be a suicide programming to where they take their own lives.
Wow. Now, if someone is sort of going through and having some of those symptoms, I guess would be the best word for it, do those people typically, would they come to you, or maybe a loved one who's listening to the program or something has some concerns about somebody in their life, would they come to you, and how does that work?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's many that's come to us, but they've come because there's so many of them. I mean, every psych ward in the nation, counseling centers, they're overrun right now because they don't know how to handle this many and the depth of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, they would come to us. I mean, some write us, and they're in different stages. We have others that are at the point where the inside cult loyal, I mean, the real Luciferian, well, the ones that know what they're doing on the inside, they have written us and contacted us.
Really?
Words to challenge, warn, curse us, send things to us, that kind of stuff.
That's interesting. It's been my experience with very, very limited encounters that I've had with these kinds of people that typically the ones who will sort of out themselves tend to be the ones, like you mentioned, who are fairly overconfident, arrogant, and really just dumb for the most part. But the really, really, really powerful ones are the sneaky ones that kind of stay in the background for the most part.
Well, yeah, and they're meant to stay in the background because here's how it works. I mean, you can be talking, and this is how it's happened to us, hundreds of times now, to where we're talking with an upfront person, and we're, praying through, and we're doing what we, the kind of procedures we do to get to the inside personalities. Mm-hmm. But when a shift occurs or a switch and a different personality, maybe even a guardian or protector comes forward, that can mean trouble. Physical, and that could be a violent thing. It could be, many times most out there are dealing with victims and trying to bring healing to small abused personalities on the inside.
I see.
Again, for general public, Frank, it's hard to conceive this.
Yeah.
And we've interacted and talked to, thousands and thousands of hours with inside personalities.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a question of does it exist for us. The question is, and I don't worry about the skeptics.
Mm-hmm.
We just need to get these people healed and helped and freed because they have really been stolen.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
and
that's
and the
very...
danger. Then the danger is there. I mean, Frank, I guarantee you that your program is monitored. And here's what we found out in the last year: a lot of programs like yours get monitored.
Mm-hmm.
By cult multiples who have inside personalities that do reconnaissance, to share that reconnaissance with upper level folks of where troublemakers and resistors are.
Mm. Wow. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. In fact, I'll tell you some stories off the air sometime, but
sure.
It gets to be very entertaining and and interesting, needless to say. As far as somebody being possessed, this is not typically, from what I understand, just, you know, one sort of demon, one entity, one person. It isn't quite like that, is it? Or I suppose it can be, but it isn't limited to only one, is there?
No, not in real cult multiples, there's no such thing as just one demonic presence.
I see.
Because it's fairly pretty easy at this point when we deal with somebody, quote, a singleton, a person who, you know, a regular person that, you know, did open the doors and they did allow something in, and we encounter that. And Frank, really, that's a lot easier to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
The harder part is in a complex cult multiple who has cult loyal parts. If you think in terms of a tree with many limbs,
mm-hmm.
the personality has been split up like that on the inside.
Wow.
Some of those limbs have been programmed, you know, in one way, others in another way. There may be, say there's 100 limbs or 200 limbs on the inside. 100 of those may be demonized, some
wow.
having some. Usually there's a ruling spirit over the entire internal system.
A hierarchy of demonic.
Absolutely. And so someone going in to do deliverance, maybe they just began doing deliverance, you know, on individuals here or there with oppression, or maybe a spirit, and they think, wow, this is real and we want to help. But when you get to a complex cult multiple, they have been bloodline conditioned, trained, demonized. They're trained to be warriors, so it's going to be a different battle than just a simple straight on deliverance.
Yeah, this is something that from what I was told, basically, in essence, a lot of times, because there is that hierarchy of demonic indwelling, a lot of times the upper echelon of the demonic, you know, presences will sort of kick out, you know, one of the lower ranking ones in order to make like an exorcist or a deliverance worker, if they don't know better, like yourself, who does, but they, so that way they would think that it was successful. You know what I mean? Sort of like a bait, I suppose you could say.
That's the typical nature of the demonic side. They have no problem sacrificing lesser spirits with lesser authority and power to cloak what's there. So you have to, and we found in all of them, they have a ruling demon. To go after that one, instead of dealing with 50, 60 others one by one, and go after that, and when that happens, then you may break open all of the secrecy, the seals, of the personalities on the inside, and then once that demonic side is really taken care of, or at least much of it or most of it, then all of a sudden you will have personalities coming left and right.
Wow.
And you've got a whole door, you know, you got a whole world of things that have been opened up.
Describe what this whole thing is. Well, let me jump back a little bit. You said 50 or 60. What's the highest number you've ever seen?
We've seen over 1,700.
Oh, my God.
Well, I've got to remember how this works. They have layered systems. They don't just have, you know, say, you know, somebody's been created with 30 personalities.
Yeah.
And some are, you know, if you think in terms of a cone, the further down the V-shaped cone you go, the stronger, more powerful, more programmed, more in-control personalities there are.
Mm.
So most counseling systems we found out there, especially in the secular world, but most systems are dealing with the lighter level personalities that are just looking for basic help, and part of that doesn't threaten the inside core.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have others who have, in you know, 30 or 40 personalities in a layer. Then you go to another layer, and there might be 50, 60, 70 others. Then you go to another layer, backup layers, and it's very sophisticated, Frank. It's very, how they've done it is very sophisticated. The good news is that God is giving us the insight and giving many folks out there the insight on how to counter this.
Mm, amen.
There's nothing that Satan has done that God can't outdo in a glorious way in transforming and in helping people get out.
Ah, well, that's very empowering. And that's what, you know, inevitably, that's the point here about this, is, as I said when we opened up, is sort of being aware of what is in the darkness there, and then realizing that you had a flashlight in your hand, I suppose you could say.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I think being aware, like the information.
Yeah.
I think when military folks hear this, when law enforcement people hear this, here's one of the messages we're trying to pump out.
Mm-hmm.
And we're asking folks that have some level of awareness, we're trying to give them keys on looking around, because we've noticed that they've been planted everywhere, Frank, mm-hmm. and there's a coming purpose. And how do you detect them before they get triggered and used, before they actually do the things that they've been programmed and trained to do down mm-hmm. the road? And if they're in law enforcement, are they going to sabotage law enforcement?
Right.
Are they doing reconnaissance? Same in military, same in government, same in local churches.
Mm-hmm.
Churches got them all over the place.
Sure.
And we've seen churches taken down, whole churches taken down.
Wow.
With high-trained cult multiples being infiltrated, being placed in, and testing their powers and their abilities and or preparing for the future.
See, this is vital to all the things that we talk about as far as the future goes, because as you said, right then and there, we all look at the future with a certain amount of hope, I suppose, and that would be if a time comes where it becomes government mandate to enslave the American people, to throw out the Constitution, to turn into a military dictatorship, to have concentration camps and lists and forced microchips and things like that, we all would say, well, gosh, you know, the American people, law enforcement and military would never do that to their own. But obviously, you know, there are some people who would probably nod their head in fierce agreement with me, not realizing that perhaps that they're exactly been tapped for that purpose. They just haven't been activated yet.
Exactly. Hmm. Well, exactly. And I think that, you know, what you guys talk about and others have talked about for a long time, Frank, in what's going to happen in the United States, because we're in for trouble. We really are. We're, mm-hmm. we're coming towards the end. You know, I know a lot of people talk about the coming of Christ and the glorious end, but before that actually occurs, we can't forget the other prophecies mm-hmm. about the massive devastation.
Yes.
And if we're in those kind of days, then we need to realize the United States will not stand. Now, how will it fall? Again, what we're proclaiming, and we ask anybody to examine this, it'll be an internal collapse because of what's behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And all of what's talked about concerning the camps, everything like that, you got to realize there is control. Now, we're dealing with foot soldiers. We're dealing with kind of their fodder, the people that they will use
mm-hmm.
to collapse the system, to eliminate resistors, and to help replace with their leadership to take control. That's what a coup is all about.
Mm-hmm.
This is all about a coup, Frank.
That's right. That's exactly right. And that's why it's so important what you're doing, and hopefully there are people, as you said, listening to this, there are always people who monitor for the purposes of intelligence and passing things on. But hopefully there are people out there listening who are looking to get some help. And that's what we need to talk about in the course of the next hour. I can't believe the first hour is almost over. Folks, we will be taking your calls here next hour as well. Although I have plenty of my own questions, Russ, so you have to bear with me. Give me an idea of what demonic possession looks like as opposed to the Hollywood television version of it.
Sure. And it can be weird because spirits, you know, come in different forms and mm-hmm. different workings. And, you know, every demonic presence, you know, we got to remember these are ancient beings. They're mm-hmm. real. They're entities. They're looking. They have but they all have the same nature,
mm-hmm.
the nature of this incredible, insatiable hatred towards God or anything that is connected to God. Number one, there is a sense of their absolute desire to use humanity. It's never a partnership. It's always, but we see it in the sense of oppression.
Mm-hmm.
We see it in the sense of control and even impulses for people that can't control what they're doing, even to the point of harm. I really believe a number of the serial murderers that people have studied and profilers have studied in criminology, there is a demonic energizing, a presence within.
Mm.
And then when it comes to more manifest forms, gosh, that's when you get to the point where it's unmistakable. When you have somebody, you know, another entity speaking through a human being screaming at you,
mm-hmm.
and you feel its nature, you know that this is something, this is extra-dimensional, this is something that's come through. They've gotten access, and now they're using the faculties of a human being, and they're speaking to you, and they're engaging you. We've been through hundreds of those episodes,
mm-hmm.
And they're all the same. I mean, as far as challenge, hate, lie, destroy a human being, whether it was deliverance with a remote viewer or the law enforcement person with a mm-hmm. with a kid on the street, with they're called multiples. The demonic realm knows who Jesus is.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely know that. They know what's coming down the road too, and they're in a fight. I mean, they're in a battle. They're in a plan. They know that there's an agenda, and they understand their own hierarchy,
mm-hmm.
and they don't want to be found out. But that only occurs with a superior spiritual authority and power.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they're capable of completely outwitting human perception.
Wow, it's powerful stuff. Well, obviously, you know, the key then is faith, is I guess, the name of Jesus, praying in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, things of that nature. We'll talk about that, folks, when we come back here. Stay with us back in 3 minutes with our special guest this evening, Pastor Russ Dizdar. The website, www.shatterthedarkness.net. Stay with us.
This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Well. And this hour, of course, is being brought to you by our good friends down at Howard Creek Resort, featuring 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and easy access to a multitude of fun things to do as only Arkansas can offer you. Howard Creek Resort is the perfect family vacation spot any time of the year. And now that it's getting warmer, of course, it's time to start thinking about getting out of town and having some fun, and I think that Howard Creek might be the perfect place for you. You can visit them on the web at www.howardcreek.com or call them toll-free at 877-253-7690. Now let's get back to our guest here this evening. This will be Pastor Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. Welcome back, my friend.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you. This is very, very exciting for me to be able to chat with you about these things. Because, again, you know, it's good that we've done some shows in the morning, but getting a chance to do it at night, obviously different crowd. And, you know, people are going to hear things that maybe they wouldn't have heard or paid much attention to in the busyness of morning activities. So I'm very, very pleased and honored that you're here with us. I'd like to talk a little bit about the process by which I guess you could find out about these cults. Have you infiltrated them? Do you send like
to a degree?
Okay,
to a degree, because it depends on you know, some groups you can just deal with and go to and talk and interact with. You know, on some levels we've done that with. I mean, when you look at a sect like Mormons or Jehovah's Witnesses, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
When you deal with a secret society, we for example, Theosophical Society, mm-hmm. Helena Blavatsky, and we've gone there numerous times,
mm-hmm.
and our goal there is just to come alongside, to engage, and to literally see. You know, I mean, we're just praying, mm-hmm. pouring out the prayers to see a major encounter, and so our ultimate goal is evangelism inside there,
mm-hmm.
but also to listen, to observe,
mm-hmm.
Simply to observe what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the Black Sun Camp of the OTO, and other groups. Now, when it comes to left-hand path satanic groups, there's just no way to infiltrate them unless you become part, because
yeah.
of the initiations that you go through. Even the Ordo Templi Orientis, they, you know, when we are invited to go further, they have safety protocols in taking you down that road, and the way you get to their deeper levels is that you are doing things. Acquiring spirits,
mm-hmm.
and yielding to their programs, in many cases, in the darker side, you're doing things that would incriminate you.
Yes.
Because once, you know, it's Hotel California, once you're in so far. Now, there are traditional Satanists and non-traditional. There are the older Luciferians. But the darker the side,
mm-hmm.
the more lethal and the more secretive and the more power. And you just you can't without compromise.
Get
you can't
in there.
Go in and,
yeah.
and do
not too
do
deep.
The
sure.
Kind of rituals. Right.
Well, that's good. That you know. I mean, I could. You know, people get obsessed with things, Russ, and obviously I know people who have said, hey, I'm going to go and infiltrate the Masons, or I'm going to go and do this, and I just tell them, I say, just, you know, stay out of it. you might be tempted, you know.
Well, and you got to understand, with the Masons, for example, mm-hmm. You know, when you're invited, if you ever got an invitation to come, because it's by invitation only anyway, usually,
mm-hmm.
You've already been looked at before you've been invited,
mm-hmm.
and you've already been observed. And those lower level, you know, initiations and so forth that you go through, and handshakes and little oaths and stuff like that, they're nothing. The upper level's always looking down at you and seeing who they want to bring one more step.
Sure, absolutely. It's all you're under scrutiny all the time to find out how you respond to things, even maybe topics of conversation. Folks, please stay with us. We are having an incredible discussion with our good friend Pastor Russ Dizdar. His website, ShatterTheDarkness.net, and we'll give out other contact info as well. But please stay with us. We'll be taking your calls here in hour number two, coming back in about 90 seconds.
You got hit it?